The Dan and Maz Show.
Hello, podcasters. Your favourite show is about to begin, but what if you could listen to it without having to worry about using data? Your exclusive podcast offer is here. Now that you've pressed play on us, head to ilovedata.com.au and get 50 gigs of data every month for $59.95. No contracts, no catches. ilovedata.com.au. Go on, open up your browser. And now, catch up with the guys.
My fellow Australians, it's time for the first meal of the day. And it's a day that starts with S, which means it must be time for your serving of weekend breakfast. So crank your volume up. Oh, to a respectable listening level. It is still quite early. It's time for Dan and Maz Weekends. Hooray!
Lights up, makes you want to shout. Talk about happiness, that's what we're talking about.
Good morning, legends. It's Dan and Maz Weekends, and sadly, Dan is not with us. He hasn't died, he's just sick. And so we have Jules Lund filling in this morning
Where
for Dan.
Am I?
Hey, Jules.
Where am I?
It's really early, mate. Thank you so much for coming in.
Oh, the fact that you sent Travis, your producer, over just to kick me in my bed and just roll me out and then drag me by my feet.
It's all part of the service.
It's incredible. It's amazing. Do you mind if I put some undies on?
No, it's cool, man. I'm whatevs. We're really transparent on this show. It's fine.
Yeah.
Really fine.
Excited to be here. If we're transparent, what sort of illness has Dan DeBoeuf got?
Oh, who knows, the man flu. To be fair, he was definitely having sneezing fits towards the end of the show yesterday.
Hang on, can you actually really be sick from,
Well, like hay fever, I feel like it's a sinusitis type sickness.
See ya, I was told he was really sick. You got me on a really sick. You're telling me he's sneezed?
I'm going to tell you how sick Dan is. This is no word of a lie. Dan's favourite segment to do on our show is called Dinosaur News. Oh. I hate it. We've planned it into today's show. And Dan is so ill that he's not here to do Dinosaur News. That's okay. How you know he's a very sick man.
It's amazing. No one can say dinosaur by sneezing. So very quickly, is it exciting news? We're not just doing it out of spite. I mean, surely it's entertaining.
Do you know what? Why don't we do the segment a little later and then you can give me a review of the segment and I can pass that on to Dan.
Right.
How does that sound? Hey, Jules, while we've got you here... I mean, we may as well play the intro that we got made for you last time you were here.
No.
Yes.
Introducing Jules Lund.
Welcome to Getaway and welcome to Rwanda.
Some with more impact than others.
A hole in the wall where contestants earn our respect by donning stupid suits and being smacked by a wall of styrofoam. Yeah, no, I can't believe it either.
You just never know what's going to happen at any time. This one touching my bum.
That is one of the greatest moments of my life.
It's got a pinch on the bum by a little baby gorilla.
It's
like when you give someone a gift, right? But they open up the big box and there's just a little crappy gift smaller crappy gift in a big box. That's how it feels when you invite me in and then hit me with that.
Oh, no, I love it. It's because I love what you do.
Well, there's never a question of you loving it. I hate it.
Dan and Maz Weekends.
So we've got Jules Lund filling in for a sick Dan this morning and... as usual, we're going to open up the Encyclopedia of Awesome.
For centuries, people have gathered to argue over the most important topics. What is the best breakfast cereal? What's the best word beginning with T? We're going to solve them one at a time and stick them in the Encyclopedia of Awesome. And today's question is...
what is the best... breed of cat?
Ladies and gentlemen, I handed the driver's seat or the control of this segment over to Jules Lund, and that is the topic that he has picked.
I love cats.
I cannot refute it.
I love cats, and I've always wanted to know what everyone else thinks of cats.
Okay, well, we're going to find out this morning. So 131060 is the number to call. We're after the best breed of cat. We're locking it into the Encyclopedia of Awesome, which lives online at danamaz.com. So if you ever have an argument with a friend about anything, you can... Cats, for example, you can refer to the Encyclopedia of Awesome and it is in there for life.
Maz, you have no idea. We've opened Pandora's box. We've got all those cat lovers like me. Cat people are literally going to hit this switchboard and make it implode.
Okay, so to be fair, not a huge cat fan, but... doesn't mean...
You will be by the end of this.
It doesn't mean I'm not interested in what everybody else thinks is the best breed of cat. 131060 or tweet us, we're at Dan and Maz. Jules, I mean, as resident cat expert...
Mm-hmm. I'm not an expert, I just like cats. I don't even know their names, that's why I'm asking.
What is your favourite feline?
Do you want to know mine?
Yes, of course I do.
No, I'm not giving it away.
Come on, mate.
No, because I want to push a hidden agenda until everyone sort of starts to say it and then I win, don't I?
Well, okay, sure, but not everything's about winning, just FYI.
Isn't it?
Sometimes it's just nice to participate.
Okay, do you want me to say it then?
Yes!
Okay, Bengal. A Bengal cat. A Bengal cat. You got to, during a song, you have
to... A Bengal cat. No, I'm going to do it now.
No, just Google Bengal cat. If anyone is...
Is it a Bengal? That's a type of tiger.
Yeah,
right?
It is. And I suspect that the pet cat is named after that. Wait till you see it. I don't think it doesn't look like a tiger.
Oh!
It looks like a leopard. It looks like you have a pet leopard. What do you think, Baz?
Yes!
How easy was that?
Sold!
Isn't that the coolest cat you've ever seen? Just everyone just Google Bengal cat.
That is really, really cool. It is like, it's a miniature leopard.
It's the great, and a leopard is my favourite animal of all time. Like, we're going to talk pet cats. Oh, absolutely. And in the water is a leopard shark. Wait, do you see a leopard shark? Leopards just win on anything. Call leopard in front of anything. Have you got a fitness studio?
Yes.
Leopard fitness. Just anything. Leopard skin,
I think you're right.
Tights, everything. Leopard, and then this thing, this Bengal cat.
This is great. So this is a teeny tiny domestic cat that you could have in your house as a pet, but it looks like a leopard.
And it can swim in the water. It actually doesn't mind swimming.
Okay.
Look, type it in Bengal cats, and then it comes up with swimming.
Seriously.
Oh my God, they're swimming cats. I love it.
You've just joined us. We are talking cats this morning because Jules Lund is filling in for Dan. We're after the best breed of cat on 131060. The phone lines have gone into meltdown, so there's obviously a lot of cat lovers out there.
Dan and Maz Weekends.
And we've got to lock something into the Encyclopedia of Awesome.
For centuries, people have gathered to argue over the most important topics. What is the best breakfast cereal? What's the best word beginning with T? We're going to solve them one at a time and stick them in the Encyclopedia of Awesome. And today's question is...
what is the best breed of domestic cats?
Jules Lund, thank you for filling in for Dan this morning. And that is your contribution to the show so far.
Oh, I'm not really contributing. It's more for me. I mean, it's good payment for me to come in, understand what everyone's thinking about cats.
This is your reward.
The switchboard is lit up. Funny that. Cat
it
people.
Really has.
They're really happy to talk about them. And I'm really happy to hear.
Great. So we are after the best breed of cat on 131060 or tweet us. We're at Dan and Maz. Ellie, hello.
Hi, how are you?
Ellie, we're fabulous. What's the best breed of cat?
Siamese. Has to be Siamese.
So why Siamese?
They're the perfect mix between a dog and a cat. They're affectionate.
Oh, I love that.
They're clean. They're smart. They play fetch. They follow you around. They're vocal.
Just get a dog.
No, it's a good point.
I have dogs, but you need cats too.
You know, the irony is that I've always liked cats that are more like dogs, and if I ever got a dog, I'd want it more like a cat. I think what I need to buy is a fox.
Yeah. Your pet's going to have an identity crisis.
It
that's
will.
For sure.
Siamese cats, though, those dark ones with the really blue eyes, look like Ragnar Lothbrok from Vikings. Awesome.
Oh, gosh. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Sam, hello.
Hello.
Sam, what is the best breed of cat?
Well, I think it is a Sphinx, the hairless cat.
I'm sorry.
I'm not going to lie. I have one. And she's quite ugly. But in terms of personality, she would have to be the best cat I've ever owned.
Really?
Okay.
And how many cats have you owned?
Oh, way too many.
Why did you get one without hair? Just for a bit of a novelty? Does your cat know that you just bought it and you know it's ugly, but you're sort of just curious?
Well, actually, I have a sibling that is allergic to cats.
Ah, the perfect cat for somebody who's allergic to cats.
I do also have a fluffy cat.
You don't care. That's your excuse for getting that ugly cat and not feeling embarrassed. Yeah. That's so true. That ugly cat is just good for Instagram, isn't it? Be honest.
We've got Lysandra. Hello.
Hi, guys. How you going?
Good, babe. Best breed of cat.
Well, first off, everyone that has a cat needs to get a dog because dogs are just genuinely better in, like, you know, all senses. But
is
we
this
have
a plant?
Hey, that was a good disclaimer. I liked that disclaimer.
Me.
Thank you.
You're not welcome in this segment.
Because that was... I have a tortoise shell at home, and you just never know what you're going to get, honestly. Like,
really?
A tortoise shell?
Hissing at you and attacking people, and then the next minute you just decide that it's going to sit in your lap for... Yeah. 3 hours while you're trying to do work. So,
that's most cats, though, Lysandra. Like, my cat, I had a pretty tough night last night. I came home pretty late, and there was my cat, and I was just so happy. Even when I was driving, I was like, can't wait to see my cat. Went home, just put my hand out to pat my cat. I got one cuddle kiss, and then just ripped my hand. Have a look at that.
Oh, wow.
Can you see that, Maz?
Yeah, that's intense.
And then I just walk away. Just have to walk away. Yeah. I can't punch it.
No, you cannot. No, you cannot.
Yeah, it's really...
Alex.
Hello, good morning.
Hey, babe, best breed of cat.
It's got to be a ragdoll.
Yes, very popular cat.
They're so cute. They are exactly like the name. Ours just flops around. He's so funny. He's got beautiful blue eyes and they're super floppy.
If Dan DeBoof was a cat, he'd be a ragdoll.
Thank you, Alex. Linda, hello.
Hello.
Hey, we're after the best breed of cat.
My daughter's obsessed with cats, and her favourite breed is the Egyptian Mau. It's M-A-U. And
I've just Googled it.
What
they're
is it?
Absolutely
what is it?
Beautiful.
It's,
they're spotty.
It's like the leopard one.
Yeah, and they're super rare.
Can I ask you a question? Because I started this with Bengal cat, which is the one that is the leopard cat and is big and also swims in the water. Like, there was a kid on Google Images just in the bath, and the cat's just hanging in the bath with him. God, that sounds weird, but
that's sort of weird. Is
exactly what I wanted growing up. Just my cat to swim with me. But do they get stolen? Because this cat's so beautiful. When you say they're rare, imagine your pet was just lifted from the street.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. You'd have to look after them. You'd be very careful. But they'd be worth every minute. They're gorgeous.
Do they look gorgeous or they hang well?
Personality-wise, I have no idea, but they're really cute.
You're just buying an Instagram accessory.
Totally.
Totally.
That's what we do these days. It's all for Instagrams, all for the likes. Okay, can we buzz out to producer Blake, who's in our phone room? Hey, mate.
G'day, guys. How are you?
Whoa! Someone had a big night.
He's always having a big night. You can speak
Blake,
to him on a Thursday morning and he sounds
like
a
normal. You sound
like
you're
voice.
A computer-generated voice. You know when someone tries to disguise their voice?
Yep.
Ugh, guys, I can't win with you guys. Come on.
That sounds kind of sexy.
No, it doesn't. It's what's the honorary mention?
Honourable mention is the Sphinx cat. I purely think because the girl just got a cat with a sibling that's allergic. So that's pretty honourable.
Yeah. Okay. Except the fact that she also has the hairy cat. So it wasn't, do you know what I mean? Like,
cancels it out.
No, but the point is that in that house, that sibling is still sneezing. Maybe that's why Dan DeBoof's not here today. He's allergic to...
He's allergic to everything. Yeah. He's allergic to life.
Okay, so what are we going to go with?
What are we locking in, Blake?
The winner of the best cat, the Encyclopedia Awesome, is the ragdoll, purely because it's a Dan DeBoof cat.
Excellent, let's lock it in!
And so the final decision was made and entered into the Encyclopedia of Awesome. From this day forward, let it be known that
Ragdoll
is the best
breed of domestic cat.
Dan and Maz Weekends.
Thanks for catching up on your favourite show on this podcast. Now, if you're a tragic Twitterer, you upload on Instagram or you stream all your favourite songs, you're going to love this deal from Ovo Mobile. Switch to an Ovo data sim now and you'll score an unbelievable 50 gigs for $59.95 on 4G. No contracts, no catches, and no more texts telling you about the additional 10 bucks for 1 gig added to your already expensive phone plans. Can I get an amen? And as if that isn't brilliant enough, Ovo is going to give you the first month half price. So let's break this down. One whole month to enjoy 50 gigs on 4G for just $59.95 and the first month half price. 50 gigs of YouTube, social media, FaceTime, Tinder, whatever you want on the World Wide Web for half the price I know I was paying before I made the switch. ilovedata.com.au. You can open up the website right now while we get back to your favourite show.
Dan and Maz Weekends.
Jules Land filling in for Dan this morning. Thanks, Julesy, you legend.
Oh, you're welcome. I mean, any day. I was going to say any time.
Don't tempt me.
I was going to say any time, but I prefer if it wasn't this early next time. Just any other day is fine, but just not any other
just
time.
Just not this early.
Yeah.
Hey, yesterday Dan sent a text just explaining that he was feeling pretty average and that he probably wouldn't make it in today, which is why we had time to communicate with you, Jules, to get you to fill in for him this morning. But I just need to relay the text message that Dan sent. He'd obviously had a nap in the early afternoon and he'd woken up and he sent a text to myself and our producer Trav saying, guys, I think I might need a sickie tomorrow. I just woke up and my throat is killing me. And I knew that he was getting sick by the end of yesterday's show. Then the next text that comes through is, and a giant dinosaur has been found as well with a crying emoji face because he loves dinosaurs.
Does he really?
He has his own segment and we negotiated that he could only ever do this segment if there was a discovery about dinosaurs. And there has been a discovery about dinosaurs and so we have to do this segment. It's called Dinosaur News.
They were the of the earth for millions of years. They were the mightiest animals ever to exist. They are all extinct, but their news is still relevant. It's Dinosaur News!
Can I just pull you up there for a second? Just, Dan DeBooth, if you would creating a cartoon, I'm going to go there. If you were creating a cartoon of geeks, right,
yes,
you would add a few things around this geeky kid, right? You'd go, right, I'm writing the script. You would go Dungeons and Dragons, or Game of Thrones. Like, you'd have that sort of, you'd go reading, loves reading books.
Yep.
You'd say, sneezes a lot.
Yep.
You know, like Milhouse or Paul out of Wonder Years.
Yeah.
And then you'd probably go, loves dinosaurs, wouldn't you? Like, just loves.
100%.
So he's just pretty much the quintessential. Well, I can't say
he
it,
is.
But I feel like I did.
And bless him, you know, like he's, I love the guy.
He should never get sick and let me fill in. I just rip into the poor kid.
Here's the dinosaur news, guys, for those people. I know, and this may surprise you, Jules, there are fans of this segment.
Yeah.
They angrily tweet me when I shut it down. So, to the handful of people that love dinosaur news, a new study, because they're still studying dinosaurs, shows that the Savannosaurus and I'm not quite sure how to pronounce it, so I'm going to say Diamantosaurus, because that's what it looks like. Savannosaurus and Diamantosaurus were, in fact, more closely related to species from South America. So, basically, what this article is saying is when, like, Gondwanaland was happening and the big three continents were all linked, Savannosaurus and Diamantosaurus were hanging out together and they didn't think that they were buddies.
I'm just going to grab a coffee.
You should have done that about 3 minutes ago.
So I'm just looking at this article that you've got in front of you.
No, that Dan brought to the table, FYI. Because Dinosaur News does not come up in my news feed.
It says that this was found in Queensland. But it was found in an area during a sheep muster in 2005.
Yes.
Hang on. So this is not news. How did this happen? Why is this on? Why is this on the show? It happened like 11 years ago.
Maybe.
Oh, well, hang on. It says he said they took it out that long ago.
There's a new part to the story.
Yeah, it's taken a decade since to remove the bones from the rocks in which they were encased. So
that's
what we're
it.
Celebrating today is we got the dust off.
Yes, correct.
We got the
took
dust.
Took 10 years, took a decade.
Got the dust off a dead dinosaur.
There you go, guys.
I'm going back to bed.
That is the dinosaur news. I'm so glad you stuck around for that.
I'm going to angrily tweet you.
Dan and Maz weekends.
Jules, I had a pretty average week, actually.
Oh, really?
Just a regular Maz week. I abseiled down a building, which was 33 stories high, face first.
That's
just a regular week.
Really impressive. 33 stories high, face
yes.
first, abseil. Face first is good.
Yeah, you could say that I entered the danger zone.
How long did it take you?
Oh, it took a while. It took a while for me to get off the ledge.
I knew it.
It took a little while to get off the ledge. But once you're literally horizontal, leaning over the 33 stories, it's a piece of cake. It's a walk in the park. You just one foot in front of the other down the building. 33
stories.
Do you
reckon anyone's ever wet themselves and seen it run down the window as they're walking? Because there's people in the building, isn't there, seeing you just
yes.
randomly walk.
There are, you know, the fat cats in their suits all sitting there having their Diet Cokes, staring out the window, and then all of a sudden, little Mazzy. Just walking all over your window.
I love how you've positioned yourself as so much more hardcore than everyone else in the building. Like, they're all sitting in their ivory towers, not realising that there's pretty much G.I. Jane just scaling their building. You know, really living, not just doing it on virtual, you know, Facebook and crap.
Yeah, it was pretty hardcore. And it was, I'm not going to lie, I felt really awesome afterwards. The adrenaline after you accomplish something like that.
Yeah.
And to be fair, at first I wasn't going to go face first. I was like, I'll just abseil like a regular human down the side of a building.
Yeah.
And then bloody Scott Gooding was there, wasn't he? He was in my group and he was like, oh, you've got to do it face first, Maz, otherwise I'll have no respect for you. So I totally did it out of peer pressure, 100% out of peer pressure. And we did. We did the face first abseil and it was awesome.
Do you know what? I won't lie to you. I too, in the last couple of days, entered the danger zone.
Did you enter the danger zone, George? I went to
the danger zone. So Friday night, it was absolutely bucketing down. I had to go and put on a white suit and host an event for 1,500 people in the city, and I got in there. And it was tough just getting there for a start. And
you get public transport?
No.
That would be the danger zone for you.
Are they still doing that? Anyway, so I got in there and I went up to the room. I was looking for my dressing room, of course. Some people call it a green room. And
some people call it a toilet.
I couldn't find. Yeah, and they never have anywhere to hang my cummerbund.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I got there and I called. I said, where is everyone? And they said, it's not until tomorrow night.
Oh, what?
So I was there 24 hours early and I had to make a decision. Either I sleep there for 24 hours or I go home. And on my way home, right, I was feeling pretty upset about the whole thing. I was back in traffic. It was raining. My petrol gauge was going low. And I got in. And I thought, I have to reward myself. And I just said, I'm going to allow myself to eat anything I want in this service station.
Whoa.
And I went and chose mint Maltesers. And guess what?
What?
It was a day before my cheat day.
Jules Lund, you're a maniac.
I know. I just ate the whole lot before I got
yeah,
home.
Yeah, you did.
And then I had to
badass.
Hide the packet from my wife.
Okay, we want to take your calls on 13 10 60. Did you enter the danger zone this week? Or you can leave a comment on our Facebook page. Now, Sean has said, "Whoo! I played the Wii without the safety strap."
You dropped that thing during tennis and you're just, that's going into the wall.
Dawn entered the danger zone. Okay, 131060. If you've entered the danger zone this week, we'll take your calls next.
Dan and Maz Weekends.
Jules Lund filling in for Dan. And we want to know on 131060, did you enter the danger zone this week? I entered the danger zone. I abseiled face first down a 33-story building.
Oh, could I have gone first then?
Jules entered the danger zone by a cheat day before his cheat day.
No, I ate a bag of mint Maltesers. You make it sound like I'm a pussy. We've all got different levels of danger zone.
I know you're filling in for Dan, but Dan definitely entered the danger zone this week. And he's not here to defend himself as I tell this story on air, which is unfortunate for him. But Dan accidentally bought a pair of jeggings online. Dead set. He bought jeans. It said they had pockets in them. And when they rocked up, there were no pockets in the jeans. And Dan bought jeggings.
Oh, no wonder he's sick. He can't get them off. He can't leave the house. God, I wonder how they do look, and he's stuck in them.
Oh, God, that was so funny when you told me that. We've got Sam on 131060. Sam?
Morning.
Hey, mate. Did you enter the danger zone this week?
Yes, I did. So I ran out of gas in my house, and instead of having a hot shower, I had a cold shower.
Cold shower.
Wow.
That is on par with Jules Lund's
I think that's on par with Dan DeBoos, because the only way to get jeggings on is to have a cold shower and allow for the shrinkage.
You're waking up with Dan and Maz Weekends.
Everything lights up, makes you want to shout. Talk about happiness, that's what we're talking about.
Good morning, legends. Dan and Maz Weekends. Jules Lund filling in for Dan this morning. Dan's having a man flu morning.
Oh, I got to tell you, I mean, although we've been laughing for an hour, if you got the transcript of the last hour, it would look like the worst show ever. We've talked about breed of cats, dinosaurs,
yes. Mm-hmm.
And the time that I preempted my cheat day and had mint Maltesers. You just would never, ever listen to the next hour.
Well, that's the thing, because in the next hour, we'll be taking your unbelievable calls. So stories that you tell people that nobody else believes. Oh. We actually vow to believe you on this show. And up next, I mean, how do I put this? We're talking about household appliances that have saved your life.
Okay, so let's never send anyone the script hoping it gets picked up and turned into a film. Let's just send them the laughy bits, okay?
Yep, great idea.
Dan and Maz Weekends.
Dan and Maz Weekends.
Oh, no.
Whoa, whoa. I was not expecting that.
What did he say?
I don't know. I think he said right about now. And he said it like Sean Paul. Or maybe it was Sean Paul. I'm not sure. Jules Lund is filling in for Dan DeBoof this morning. Now, Jules, I mean, you listen to the show every weekend, right?
Absolutely. I get up really early and I make myself a lovely cup of tea and I put my feet up and I get my chinchilla cat on my lap and then I just put on Dan and Maz.
That's funny, because that's how we do the show. It's the same situation. And so you would be completely aware of the fact that in recent weeks we have been casting a bit of a negative light on household appliances because household appliances have been trying to kill people.
When I was a little kid, we had this popcorn machine. Oh. It used to go crazy on the bench, but even if you put a bowl underneath, it would still shoot piping hot popcorn at you that you had to dodge.
Oh, my God.
Oh.
Like bullets, popcorn bullets at your tiny baby head. It's just terrifying, really. It's terrifying stuff.
Yeah.
And I thought what we would do this morning on the show is restore the balance to household appliances.
Well,
so
yeah, I mean, you can't be biased. That's the thing about household appliances, the discrimination against them. You've got to show both sides.
I mean, there are household appliances that are trying to kill people. Oh. And then there are household appliances that are saving people's lives.
That's a bit of a stretch.
Well, we want to focus on that this morning. And it's inspired by a man who, I'm going to say, shooed away a shark with a broom.
Get away. Oh, he nudged it. Oh, no, don't buy that.
I saw this video during...
It's incredible.
That is a massive shark. I'm going to say that that'd be 4.5 metres. That is a massive shark. Trying to bite, I suppose, attracted to the sound of the engine at the back of the tinny. But it's a solid broom effort. Thank God that broom was there to save the day.
Now, I don't know why the guy had a broom on his tinny, to be fair.
There's a lot of... You know,
what? A lot of what? A lot of sweeping? A lot of flying around like a witch out at sea? Is that what people do?
It's a good point. Are you sure it wasn't a mop?
Oh, I didn't look. I was looking at the shark, not at the household appliance.
I think it's a mop.
Not that a mop's an appliance, but you know what I mean.
Yeah.
It's in the vicinity of householdy stuff.
Yeah. Well, it's stuff I don't touch, so that's in that category. I'm surprised I even know the difference between a broom and a mop. But when you said wet, I got a good feeling that it's dust turns to mud. Mud needs a mop. It's a mop.
It's definitely a mop.
All right, thank God we got to the bottom of that. I'm going to go home, guys. Ooh, thank you.
All right, thanks for popping in, mate. No, 131060 is our number. Jules, you will stick around to take these calls. I would love to know what household appliance has saved your life. You can call us on 131060 or you can leave a comment on our Facebook page.
Dan and Maz Weekends.
We want to know, guys, if a household appliance has saved your life. In recent weeks, if you're a listener to the Dan and Maz show, you would have noticed that we have been casting a bit of a bad light on household appliances because they've been trying to kill people. So we thought we would restore the balance this morning as professional broadcasters.
Yeah.
That's our job.
Yep, that's really important. And we've asked the question, when has a household appliance saved your life? And it was an incredible story during the week, wasn't it, Maz? It was quite a large fish has come up to
fish?
The...
Fish?
That's a fish.
It's a shark, mate.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a 5.5 metre long shark.
And it's a solid-looking shark. It's an awesome-looking shark. It's come...
It's not Nemo!
And it started to try to bite the... the vibrations of an outboard motor has attracted this beautiful beast, majestic, comes in, just simply wants to take a nibble of the back of the boat, probably wants to knock it over, eat a couple of people, and all of a sudden, the guy comes out of the back with a broom and uses a broom, saves the day, pushes off the shark gently with a broom. I thought it might have been a mop. On closer inspection during that song.
What is your analysis of the instrument or the household appliance, in quotation marks,
yep,
that he has fended off this shark with?
Yeah, I've got it down frame by frame, and it was a broom. I thought that was a wild thing to have on a tinny, but it looks like it's a slightly bigger boat. So
right.
Maybe there's an indoors area like a kitchen that needs a broom to sweep up dust.
So there's no chance it's a ShamWow?
What is? Is that a broom or a mop or a ShamWow?
I don't know. Ask Larry Emder. I actually have no idea.
Larry hasn't done stuff like that for years, has he?
He'd still know.
Tim
he would
Shaw.
Still be the person with the answer.
Tim Shaw, the Demtel guy, was at the Radio Awards the other day. He was probably the most famous person there.
And we've really gone down a rabbit hole.
You think?
Okay. Yep. On our Facebook page, you can leave a comment. And Jesse has said, smashed a big ass black spider with a kettle once. And a hero comes along. R.I.P. black spider.
Oh.
But well done, kettle.
That's unreal. Oh, what about Janelle? Janelle, I love your contributions. I'm not sure about the visual it gives. Sucked a mouse up the vacuum once because the little sucker was in my washing machine. I can be your
hero, baby. Oh, wow. I'm so glad we've asked this question. We've got Brett on 131060. Good morning.
G'day, guys.
Brett, what household appliance saved your life?
It was a corkscrew.
How?
Oh,
I'm scared to ask.
What's the story, Brett?
Just,
had to babysit my sister's kids, so I needed to crack a bottle of wine.
Oh, God. Okay, I'm so glad you clarified that story quickly. Whoa.
Yeah, that is a bit frightening. Corkscrew and kids, that's not a visual.
Oh, not a winning combination.
Rachel's on the line. Rachel, how did an appliance save your life?
Hey guys, I actually don't know how I ever got through life without those onion cutting goggles.
Hang on. Onion cutting goggles?
So I've said to Anna, I'll tell you something, Rach. Anna cuts onions in the kitchen and she's always complaining and crying, right? And
wait, is she crying because she's married to you or because of the onions?
Yes, and that's why she pretends we eat a lot of onions, just so she has an excuse. I'm fine, darling. What are you cutting for breakfast? And I say, put on your scuba mask. And she goes,
that's a good idea. Don't
be an idiot. And I say, but I'm not being an idiot. Put on your scuba mask and just cut the onions. It'll work. And she just thinks that that's the most absurd thing. It's just the most practical thing. Rachel, what are onion cutting goggles?
They're actually the best gift I've ever received.
Oh, God.
Are they like swimming goggles?
My love life, but you seriously put them on. They're little glasses that have like foam around the outside, so nothing can get in. And you can just cut as many onions as you want. You don't cry, no tears, no nothing.
Okay,
they work a treat.
Can you do me a favour? Because I have a theory about cutting onions and how you can not cry and you don't have to wear goggles or glasses. And it is to put a teaspoon in your mouth. Have you heard this?
I've never heard that before.
If you put a teaspoon in your mouth and cut onions, I promise you won't cry. Try it out. Go crazy today,
you know,
peeps, when you're cutting onions.
Rachel, I'm going to give you one more tip. Get Vegemite and rub it under your eyelids. Seriously, try it. Everyone listening, get Vegemite.
Never heard of that.
And you can drive at 150 kilometres an hour and you don't get any speeding tickets. That's how good it is. Everyone try it today. Don't try it.
Thanks, Rach. We've got Matt on 131060. Hello.
Well, you guys are blowing me away. I'm writing down Vegemite, teaspoon.
No, try it all.
So many ideas. We're an idea show.
Now, a Thermomix saved my marriage, which in turn saved my life. I can be your
hero, baby. Oh. Matt, that's beautiful.
How much was it worth, though? I mean, what do you pay to get a Thermomix? I can't afford one of those suckers to save my marriage.
Well, based on how many meals it has produced since, which is three, I would say it's cost me about $700 a meal.
But how did it save your life, Matt?
Well, he took the house and the kids. She took the Thermomix.
Yeah. Well, basically, what I did, Maz, is I put up one of those Facebook posts. You see sick kids doing it, but I put one up saying, my wife said if I get more than 500 likes, she'll cancel her Thermomix party. I got 800 likes, but you still got a half of it.
That is brilliant. That is the best, Matt. That is...
Wow.
So the sad reality is that the Thermomix sounds like it's a turkey. Maz,
I don't have a Thermomix. And I feel like I'm about 10 years away from one.
I think you guys
I'm not ready yet.
I actually think you need to ask next week in your Encyclopedia of Awesome, the best meal produced. Oh, it's not even meal. The best thing produced from a Thermomix.
Oh, okay.
No, you don't want to do it. I won't be here anyway.
Maybe not.
I'll let you go. It's been good chatting.
Dan and Maz Weekends.
Hey, Jules, thanks for sticking around.
Oh, I have to contractually.
You didn't have to say that. You could have said that you just love it and it's really fun.
Well, radio is a really authentic medium.
You have to say that contractually as well. Jules, we do a segment on this show and it always blows my mind. So even though Dan is not here to share it with, I thought I'd share it with you. It's when we take calls from people that have stories that nobody believes. You're unbelievable. So if you've got a story that is in fact unbelievable, you can call us right now and we promise to believe you. You're so unbelievable. The number is 131060. It's called You're Unbelievable. And in the past, we've taken calls like this.
You're unbelievable.
Jade, what's your unbelievable story?
So about 10 years ago, we came home to find that our house had been broken into.
Oh, no.
And we'd searched around and everything was locked, so we were pretty good. There was only a smashed window. But the one thing that this robber had stolen was my brother's six-pack of Wiggles yogurts out of the fridge. My little brother was devastated.
Oh, he would have been so upset.
Who steals a Wiggles yogurt?
You're so unbelievable.
In the 80s, working in a building supposed to be haunted, I was going home, standing talking to mates at the front of the lift, heard the lift coming up, I had my back to the door. The door's open, I just went to step backwards into the lift, one of them grabbed me and pulled me back. Thank God there was no lift there.
Whoa. You're so unbelievable.
I was on my laptop and my cat was on my lap too, and he wrote kill with his paws on it.
Yeah.
So that second one, a ghost came out and pulled her into the lift well.
Yeah, I think she went to step into the lift and there was no lift there.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah.
But did she say haunted?
Yeah, sure. It adds to the mysteriousness of the story, doesn't it?
It absolutely does. They were brilliant stories. We're okay. Not going to top that. We might as
well.
No way. No.
You set our listeners a challenge and they never fail. So 13, 10, 60 legends. If you've got an unbelievable story, a story that you tell people and they simply don't believe you, we promise that we will believe you. And we'll get to your unbelievable calls next.
Dan and Maz Weekends.
And we're taking your unbelievable stories on 13, 10, 60. We've got Christy.
Hi, how you going?
We're really good. Now, this is Jules' first time for this segment, so we really need you to blow him away with your unbelievable story.
And keep in mind, Christy, that I've had to sit through an hour and 45 minutes waiting for this moment. This is exactly what I love most about radio.
I'll try and make it a good one.
I don't want to lift the bar too high, but if this doesn't blow my socks off, I am quitting this industry.
Well, we're not... When I was 18, I got invited to a wedding, and anyway, I went to the reception, and I was at the wrong reception for an hour and a half. All the bridesmaids walked in, and they were in different dresses, and everyone was saying, "Who do you know?" I said, "The bride. I went to school with her." Well, the bride and groom walked in an hour and a half later. She was 50 years old.
Oh, Christy.
That is fantastic. Christy,
what
did you put it down to? Why?
Well, my friend had put the right name but the wrong address, and there was two places, so she put the right name but, the wrong street address.
She's
and I went
the old Google.
Yeah.
So was everybody wrong wedding?
No, just her. She was just at the wrong wedding. So
yeah, and then I had to go over and ask for my present back because I had to go to the right wedding.
Where did you put... And Christy, had you missed the other wedding or were you just a bit early or what was the GO?
No, I was stoked. I got there and the bride and groom hadn't even rocked up, but the food was much better at the wrong wedding, I must say.
Oh, Christy, you're hilarious.
You are the best.
That is unbelievable.
Fantastic.
Okay, we've got Eliza on 13, 10, 60. Good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, what is your unbelievable story?
Okay, my sister and I were at the supermarket, and this actually happened this year, and we were buying ice creams, and she was buying some boxes, and I was buying others, and I was like, I'll pay for the maxi bonds, and she threw them across the self-serve checkout, it scanned and fell in the bag.
You're unbelievable.
Wow.
That's awesome.
Right?
That is awesome.
That is so cool. And also, maxi bonds are the greatest thing ever. So I love the story even more.
Exactly.
I can't even get those things to scan and put them in the bag with my hands.
Maybe you've got the wrong technique, Jules. Maybe the technique is to try and start throwing them like a frisbee across the scanner.
I'm going to start throwing stuff because I self-serve, honestly.
That is such a great story.
That's the best. Can we top it?
We've got Beck on 13, 10, 60. Good morning.
Good morning.
Beck, wrap it up for us, babe, with your unbelievable story.
Okay, it's quite embarrassing, but when we were about 15, so it was a while ago, and I am from Western Sydney, we were on the baseball field late at night, and it was late at night, 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock in the morning. We were very young. We had a bunch of big-looking guys come over to us and come over and try and roll us, like take our phones, take our wallets, take everything.
Wow.
Well, we ended up hanging out with them, dating them.
You're unbelievable.
So for anyone who missed that, they were young girls hanging out. Some guys tried to rob them, so they started dating them.
That's great.
That's it.
And oh, I don't even know what to ask. As a father of two young girls, all these emotions are popping up. Like,
we're about 15.
Yeah, 15. And can I ask, like, did anyone get married or anything?
No, one of my friends saw one of the guys for a good 3 years, though. So,
So how did it go from give me your effing Motorola razor?
They were Nokias, Nokia 3310s.
Your Nokia 3310s or else, and then how did it move? What was the...
Well, they came over, they realised we were girls, and it was more like, give us your phone, we need to make a call. Yeah.
And then they sort of, wow, I'm just...
Well, did one of the girls just go, what about just my number, instead of the phone? And is that how it started?
Yeah, I didn't even know, but he had a llama, and the long-term couple, they were all snuggling straight away, so...
Wow.
I just feel that it's a lot of...
Dan and Maz Weekends.
Jules Lund has been filling in for Dan this morning. Thank you, Jules.
Oh, you're welcome. You're very welcome.
Now, we've got to wrap the show as we do every Sunday with the news that you didn't need to care about. And we actually, here's a little bit of a radio secret, guys. We recorded it yesterday, so Dan's in it.
Here it is.
The news you didn't need to care about. Opinions, conspiracies, rumours, none of it's actual news.
So here's the news you didn't need to care about.
This week you did not have to care about the column in The Australian by baby boomer journalist Bernard Salt.
In his column over the weekend, he made a lot of points about young people in the housing market, and one of them, which is going completely nuts on social media, is that if they didn't buy so many $22 breakfasts, they might be able to afford a house.
Yes, if we just didn't brunch, us millennials could afford a home. Which makes no sense. Not just because not eating a $20 smashed avocado a week will save you $1,000, so it would take you 2 decades to save a house deposit, but also because young people nowadays spend less on everything compared to what they did 20 years ago. And I learnt that from a graph.
So you know it's real.
Here's a fun conspiracy theory. Did Pamela Anderson poison WikiLeaks boss Julian Assange with vegan food for Hillary Clinton? No. She did go to visit him with some snacks at the embassy in London where he's seeking asylum, though, and that was all the internet needed to start a rumour.
And finally this week, another bogus Facebook status has been going viral, this time claiming your private photos are about to go public.
Everything you've ever posted becomes public from tomorrow, even messages that have been deleted or the photos not allowed. Copy and paste this status for protection under the Rome Statute.
No, even ignoring the Rome Statute bit, and you should because that's a document that covers war crimes, not your Facebook privacy. The only way to stop Facey using your photos is, well, to not use Facebook. Or to not upload the photos in the first place. A status is not going to save you. You clicked accept to the privacy agreement. So no matter how widely you share the status or how many likes you get, you're in it now. Sorry.
And
that's the news you didn't have to care about.
There it is, legends. And that's it. We're done for the day, for the morning.
I'm going to go out and buy a $22 breakfast.
Are you really? A bit of smashed avocado with some feta.
You better believe it. Hey, Maz, that was so much fun. I wish Dan was sick more often so I could come and...
Please don't say that.
I wish he was really sick. I wish he would just have some sort of chronic illness that just allowed me to come back and hang with you more often.
Wow.
Is that selfish?
That's such a backhanded compliment, I think.
No, I hope he gets well. No one needs to sneeze more than 3 times a day, and I understand why you would take the morning off, Dan. I mean, it is hay fever season, and I don't want to stand in your way from
that. You know what? When you're Dan DeBoof, it's always hay fever season. Jules Lund, thank you so much, my friend, for popping in. You're awesome. Guys, our show lives online. We're at danamaz.com or danamaz on all the socials. And we'll see you next weekend, Saturday and Sunday from 7.
Dan and Maz Weekends.